Hello, I'm John Pello, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at ccc.org/john. Today's podcast is entitled Great and Lasting Christian Leadership. In a world full of freely available blogs, podcasts, and articles, why should you subscribe to this one? Well, here's why. Because I care about you and your long-term success as a Christian leader and have designed this podcast to help you. My prayer is that you will be an exemplary, powerfully effective ministry leader, following Christ's leadership with the Holy Spirit working in you and around you. I have beliefs about you which determine what I write about, and it strikes me that these beliefs are also a great recipe for becoming a long-lasting, successful ministry leader. You have been called by Jesus Christ to your ministry role. Because you have been called, fruitfulness will come as you pay attention to the one who called you. The paradox of Christian leadership is that even though you are in a position of authority, you are also a servant, stewarding the ministry that Christ placed in your hands. So you must be able to discern how Christ is leading you, and that's why I write about the spirituality of Christian leadership. Making the spiritual practices of our faith a regular part of our lives is essential to following Christ well. My life was turned upside down when I first really understood the simple spiritual practice of listening to God rather than talking to Him. Later on, a seminary course called Foundations of Christian Spirituality introduced me to many historic, but new to me, methods of spiritual discernment, which I quickly found to be indispensable. I write the blog to help equip Christian leaders with the spirituality that drives Christian leadership. Your primary responsibility is to reflect Jesus Christ in everything that you do in your role. This is about you as a person, how you think, and your own personal behavior, and how you as a leader affect other people. This responsibility is why I write about the personal aspects of Christian leadership, including personal integrity and self-discipline. Everyone has aspects of personality and conditioning that could work for or against them. And we must be ever watchful to ensure that everything about us reflects well on Jesus Christ. This is why I write about self-examination and the need for quiet reflection. The longer that people serve in leadership, the more tempting it is to think one has arrived and no longer needs to reflect so diligently on their leadership and personal performance. But one retired ministry leader told me that while in his 40s, he wondered if there would ever come a day when he had such good self-mastery that he wouldn't need constant, rigorous self-examination. His mentor at the time was in his 70s, and he said he still needed to be diligent in his own self-assessment to control his potentially negative traits and attitudes. This really surprised the young leader, but 30 years later, and in his 70s himself, he told me his experience is exactly the same as his mentor's. Both these men had successful ministry careers and were honored and respected in their retirement years, but even so, they both maintained a humble and honest attitude of, "There but for the grace of God go I." I especially want to help you finish your ministry career well, retiring with honor, and leaving a legacy of a call that flourished right to the end. You must infuse your Christian faith into every aspect of ministry life, from strategy to motivation to program design. What characterizes a Christian organization? A Christian mission? Regular staff devotionals? Quotes from the Bible in their fundraising material? These are just the basics. When Christian faith permeates an organization, it goes far deeper. For example, faith affects program design and theory of change models, because it is a filter you use when identifying root causes and your underlying assumptions. Faith also affects the strategy you develop, because it is the criteria you use to rank priorities and assess opportunities. It affects how you ask for funds. Are you competing against other ministries for scarce resources, or are you aligning donors' God-given passions with your mission? How a supplier treats their employees may affect whether or not you want to do business with them. I write about strategy, organizational leadership, and team leadership to help you express your faith in all aspects of your leadership role. I believe God's abundant blessing is most likely to come to ministries that are faithful to His ways in every aspect of their operation. Although you lead a particular ministry, you have a wider leadership responsibility. If you lead a ministry, you are part of a community of Christian ministry leaders and must take the wider community into account when planning for your ministry. Think bigger! Your vision should go well beyond organizational boundaries and encompass the entire community. How might your ministry contribute towards its welfare and its mission? Where does collaboration fit in your strategic plan? In today's culture, the Christian church is very much on the margins of society, and it is all the more important that we think and act collectively if we want to have an impact beyond our church walls. And so I write about community-wide issues that every ministry leader should address. I urgently want you to play your part in the wider community of Christian ministries. This is why I create this podcast. Another post, which is called How to Use This Blog for Best Results, will help you use the information most effectively. The key thought today is, I write this blog to help you be a great, long-lasting ministry leader. God bless.